Welcome to Catholic Messenger Conversations. I'm your host, Barb Arlen Fye, and with me today are Bishop Thomas Sincula and Father Jeff Belger. And Jeff Belger is the priest director of the Newman Catholic Student Center at the University of Iowa.
That is correct.
And so I wanted to talk with you. The two of you went on a canoeing trip over the Labor Day weekend, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you about that. I thought our listeners would enjoy hearing about that. Bishop, why did you choose to go on a canoe trip with the Newman Catholic Student Center?
Well, the short answer is they invited me to, to join them. And they had invited me the last 2 years, and I had conflicts. 1 year, I think it was Baby Bishop School, the first fall and Labor Day. And then there was this, I think, a trip to Milan with some trustees from the St. Ambrose University. So I was free.
Okay. And do you like to canoe? I mean, is that something you've always done? Or
yeah, we've canoed as kids, growing up, and then I have a one-man canoe that I got a number of years ago, and so I've canoed a lot, including on the Cedar River, which is where we canoed. I used to, on my day off, sometimes my father would drop me off in my canoe below the last dam in Cedar Rapids, and then I'd canoe. I'd go to Palisades Kepler State Park and canoe down there, and then portage around this broken down dam and canoe on to Sutliff, which is where our destination with this this time. So I've done that a lot of times, and it's been a couple of years since I've been here, since I've been on the water. So it's like, this was great.
So would you do that by yourself? I mean, did you use that as prayer time?
Oh yeah, it was hours. You know, it's probably twice as long as this trip that we took. And I'm out there in nature, and it's quiet and time for reflection. And it was great. I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah,
oh, that's great. Father Belger, I just wanted to check, what unique marketing technique did you use to advertise the canoe trip?
Well, we did the mundane of asking everybody that we could get in front of us, but probably to put it on the unique end, I have a friend down in Burlington, Iowa, who has a 26-foot-long canoe. It's called the Shuckakan. And Shuckakan is, I don't know what Indian tribe, but it means Flint Hills, which is what Burlington used to be referred to, Flint Hills. So 26 feet of canoe draws attention. So I get permission from the city of Iowa City, and I park it right in front of the Newman Center. And it just kind of draws people in. We've had some great conversations about people who love boats and stop by and want to know the story of the boat. But it also gets the attention of the students. We couldn't have a better location at the University of Iowa. Students are walking by constantly. So
So was it on the sidewalk, or where did you have this?
Between
this
the sidewalk and the road.
Were you worried about it getting stolen or anything, or defaced or anything like that?
You know, this is the eighth year that I've done this. And there have been times where, depending on whether the weekend that I have it there is a home game or not, I might hide it back, you know, behind the rectory at St. Mary's.
Okay.
For an evening, because yes, it would be terrible for it to get defaced in any way. And I always chain it to the tree that just strangely the tree blew down yesterday in the storm, so I'll have to find a new way.
Oh no.
So yeah, it's a great it attracts people, but yeah, you have to be careful, I guess.
So did you do anything special announcing that the bishop was going to be part of this canoeing trip?
That was definitely part of this year's announcements after Mass and that sort of thing.
So how many students participated, and who else came on the trip?
Well, let me start. I'll count it up in my head as we go. We had two trailers with six canoes each.
Okay.
So 11 canoes, a kayak. So that takes care of the two trailers. And then the Shuckakan, the 26-foot, can hold up to 9 people. We had 7 in it at one point in time this year. So we've got 6, 12, 24, 29 people, myself and Donna DeJody, who used to be a DRE here in the diocese. She's now out in New York. She always likes to come back for the trip.
Oh,
so if we call us adults and the rest students, then we've got your number. And then there was two canoes. The bishop came, but also his brother and sister-in-law. So they had two more canoes.
So you had, what, 8 or 9 canoes then?
We had, well, if you count the bishop and his contingent, we had 11, 12, 13 canoes.
Oh, wow.
And then one kayak and then one 26-footer.
And you didn't have to worry about any traffic jams on the river then?
There was a few times this year the water was low, so we had to be very careful where we decided to go. So I'd teach them your best chance is on the outside of a curve because that's where the current is.
So are you an expert canoeist?
Expert is a relative term. I grew up working for the YMCA and camps, and I taught canoeing. My gold star certification was I went 36 days in the Boundary Waters in Quetico National Park up in Canada.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
And it was about this time of year that I was up there as part of a college course through Western Illinois.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. How about the people on the canoes, the students? Did a lot of them know how to canoe?
There were some that had never been in a canoe before and others that, you know, were pretty accomplished. Yeah.
So did you have most of the non-canoeists in your canoe then?
You know, I anyone who's liability-minded might not appreciate my path on this, but I basically gave them instruction before we got in the water, which is only the basics of the different strokes and, you know, what you can accomplish by knowing that. And then I said, if you need help, call on me and we'll work it out together. But anyone could get in any canoe, and so it just kind of took on a life of its own.
So do you take the same path every year? I mean, how far do you travel?
Would you say it's a 9-mile trip? It's maybe 12 miles by road. And so I think maybe a little bit under 9 miles this year. We've also put in at Sutliff and taken out at Cedar Bluff, which might be a little bit
shorter, I would say.
Yeah. So... that's where Monsignor Frank Hendrickson lives. My start on the Cedar River was with him and Father Ed and Father Dave Hitch and Father Wally Helms, Hawk.
Dennis Martin.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. They always were on the river Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. In fact, my first year at the Newman Center, I went with them. But then I just thought, we should be doing this with the college students to get them to know one another and kind of build community. So that's kind of how it started.
Oh, that's awesome.
Funny story about that group. Father Steve Ebel was telling me, we were talking about this trip with the Newman Center, and they were on the Cedar River, and they weren't familiar with it back in the early days, this group of priests who canoed together, and they were at Palisades and above the dam, and they didn't know there was a broken-down dam there. They actually went through that broken down dam, and which is, I mean, people drown there, right? It's like every year about there's somebody, seems like, and those guys, they just, here we are, we just got to keep on going through there. But anyway,
wow. Did anyone take a spill on this trip?
The only one that I know that did, not by choice, was Donna DeJody. And I can't remember how she told the story, but she was in the kayak, so she was by herself, and she took a spill.
Yeah, no, I saw that. It was at the end we were coming up. There's a boat ramp at Sutliff, and there's some rocks there. She's kind of getting over towards the boat ramp, and she just kind of, there's these rocks, and it was unstable, and she kind of, that's where she went over.
So there was other people. I mean, not, there was people wanting to be in somebody else's canoe, and so they would just jump out because you could walk basically anywhere on the river. It's not deep this time of year, especially this year.
So goofing around,
There was some goofing around.
Plenty, yeah.
And we, you know, we stopped for lunch, but then we stopped one other place kind of on a beach area. And everyone just kind of, I don't know, had a huge circle out in the middle of the river playing Frisbee. And
that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. What did you make time for prayer? And if you did, what did you pray about?
Well, let me tell you what didn't happen that some of the students wanted, and then we'll back up. They wanted to have Mass on the beach somewhere. And so I called up the bishop and said, so what do you think about this? Or actually, it was a text message. We kind of went back and forth, and we agreed to do it, but we would do it at Sutliff because I told people we would be back by 5 p.m. at the Newman Center. So I didn't want to add something in the middle and then realize that it was going to, you know, we were going to be late. So I got everything together. The bishop had already gone to his brother's house, so he didn't have an alb. So I was very prepared, minus the Roman Missal. And since neither one of us had memorized the book yet, we decided not to do it. But in the end, we couldn't have anyway. In every year that I've ever gone on this trip, there's a bar at Sutliff that, strangely enough, is always closed on Labor Day. This Labor Day, it wasn't. It was packed there. So it was chaotic. But I thought we could have it on the bridge there. It's a kind of a picnic area bridge. It's not for cars. It's pedestrian traffic. And it would have been fun, but not with, you know, there's motorcycles ripping and roaring going by. And it was it would have been a little bit strange to do it at the end. So that was going to be like our awesome, you know, look back on this 50 years later and say, well, wasn't that great? But what we did do before we started at the Newman Center, we prayed, you know, we just gathered around the baptistry and kind of set the perspective of, you know, we have this day off, but it's because of the dignity of work and the dignity of workers. And so, you know, Labor Day, what does it mean? And so we kind of entered into that and then, you know, ask anyone if there's anything they wanted to pray for particularly. So we just we started with prayer. We, again, for safety and for all other, you know, for fun and everything, right before we got in on the river. And then at lunch as well, Bud and Carol Supel own a cabin right on the river, maybe a third of the way down on the trip. And so they threw a fantastic lunch for us. Corn on the cob, brats, potato salad.
So you prayed there, like, grace, or what did you pray? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating that the kids wanted to have Mass.
Yeah.
That's encouraging, isn't it?
Oh, it's, yeah. I mean, it's, you know.
On their day off,
right,
so to speak.
No, I love the fact that they asked, and that's why, you know, we had the text message conversation. I thought, if we can pull this off, I'd love to. But
so what did you tell the students about no Mass?
Well, I told them before I even realized. So I didn't realize it until I was getting off the bus. I'm like, oh, shoot, I brought everything but that. So I told them at the very beginning that we will have Mass if we have time. So it was always a contingent thing anyway.
Okay.
And we got there, and it was kind of chaos getting all the canoes back on the trailers and that sort of thing. So we really didn't have time, even if it would have been closed down for Labor Day. So
okay,
but yeah.
And why do you organize this canoeing event every Labor Day weekend? Why is it so important to you to do that?
Every year, at the beginning of the academic year, we have approximately 1,000 people who either self-identify as Catholic or that we've beat the bushes, you know, contacting Catholic schools and parishes that we have names and at least emails for. And we have a window of opportunity to build that community before all the other great things at the University of Iowa consume their calendar. And there's also, unfortunately, a lot of things that aren't great that can start consuming their calendar. So it's important at the beginning of the academic year to pull them all together, as many of them as we can, as a starting point. And then moving forward throughout the semester, we continue to invite, but it's the prime opportunity at the beginning before people's, you know, their pattern. You know, we're people of pattern, and once you get into something, it's hard to, you have to say no to something to say yes to something else.
So when there's like the majority were freshmen, or about half or whatever?
I would say a third freshman, a third sophomores, and then a third other.
Some of the sophomores were saying, because you canceled the trip last year, right?
Yeah.
Because of the weather or something.
Yeah,
some of them were saying, you know, they didn't have a chance to do it. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year there was literally tornado watch out. It was going to be lightning storms all day long. I told the students there was also a volcano predicted, an earthquake. You know, everything was against us. As soon as I canceled the trip, the skies opened up. It was a beautiful day. And I just was like, I can't believe this. Everyone said, you can't do it. And that was the right thing to do. But
so this year it was great. It was really nice weather.
It was overcast for part of the day, so I don't think we had any sunburn issues. That's kind of one of the thing that we usually have, somebody that forgets to put on sunblock, me, part of the time.
Bishop, tell me about it. I mean, you know, I mean, you know, you're the leader of the Roman Catholic Church in the Diocese of Davenport, and I have no idea what students at Newman Center think about that or think about you canoeing. What did you talk about with them, and what were their reactions to your being on the trip?
Well, I mean, initially they were quiet. I mean, you know, they're checking you out, and especially when we stopped for the meal, and I tried to get around to talk to some of them, but they're sort of, I don't know, this one student said, gosh, never heard about a bishop canoeing before. Never, you know, it was like, they never thought about that. And so they didn't know what to kind of, my sense was they didn't know what to do with that. But then, you know, I'm talking to them and time goes on. They see I'm just this regular, another canoer, you know, and we talked about things you would expect, you know, I mean, where they're from and the freshmen, how they ended up at Iowa and what they're studying and what have you. And then they would ask me about, you know, kind of my growing up, and we talked, they kind of knew that had grown up around here, around that area, and had been on the Cedar River before, and you know, some of them talked about just my calling, and there are a couple guys that are considering the priesthood, and so where'd I go to seminary, and things like that, and you're just canoeing along, and there's, that you can have some, you know, those are... that can lead to conversations like that. So it was those kinds of things.
Very cool. So what did you tell those guys who asked about the seminary or about vocations?
Yeah, just asked their question, answered their questions, talked about discernment. You know, just kind of took them where they were and whatever. So it also gave me a chance to meet the two focus missionaries. The two new ones were canoeing, right?
Yeah.
And the other two were kind of helping with the meal and stuff and transportation. So I got a chance to kind of get to know them. They're really fine people. I was impressed.
They're great,
with them.
Yeah.
What do they do? What were they doing on the canoe trip, those missionaries? And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, you almost have to start there because it's strange to, you know, missionaries are what we send to third world countries. But the Newman Center last year teamed up with Focus, which is Fellowship of Catholic University Students. It's an organization that's been around for, I think, 21 years now. And they take recent college grads who want to give back to the church and share their faith with college students, and they place them, in our case, Anne and Drew are the two new ones for this year. Devin and Aurelia were with us last year. But they're, in a sense, their sole purpose is to just walk with students and invite them to think about their faith, think about their relationship with Christ, and know that they're not a finished product. They're a work in progress. So they walk with them and they, in a sense, disciple them to take more seriously, you know, the gospel, Jesus, the church. And so their model is kind of a spiritual multiplication. They walk with people and they teach them how to walk with others and, you know, to build up those small communities of people who will challenge each other to live out a life of virtue and a life that's founded on Christ. And the best thing about them, they make that absolutely normal. You know, they're not they're not strange. You know, they don't have a Bible in one hand.
So how did that work on the trip? I mean, like on the canoe trip, I mean, did they talk about Jesus or what did they do?
You know, canoeing is an interesting thing. It's easier to talk to the person that's in the canoe next to you than it is sometimes to talk to the person in front of you because we're both facing the same way.
Right.
But, you know, if you watch the river, you see all these canoes coming and there'd be a little conversation here, then they'd split and they'd go there. So, I mean, the main thing that they were on the trip for is to get to know the students. You know, they call it, you know, authentic friendship.
Uh-huh.
Before they, you know, so it's not, have you accepted the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior? You know, that's important.
Right.
But that's not where they start. They start with, so tell me about yourself. And, you know, and that takes on a life of its own.
Yeah.
Father Jeff would have them, you know, like after lunch to get in a canoe with somebody different.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So okay. There was the mixing it up and chance to along the way. And Some of them even, you know, while we're canoeing, they'd be get out of the boat and get in another boat and because you could walk a lot of times, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'm imagining most of the students who are on this trip anyways are intentional about their faith if they were going on a trip with the Newman Center, right? No?
To some level, yeah. I would say, okay, so you've got a Big Ten school, you know, 30,000 students. You've got freshmen who you can tell them walking around campus because their eyes are just wide open, like, where in the world am I? So in some sense, it's a little bit more organic than that. It's, yes, it's a Catholic student center. I'm Catholic, so I'll fit in there. But I think, and this goes for every student organization, they want a large university to become more small and more intimate. And so, yes, we love it when Catholic students come, but they're not necessarily what I would say hardcore Catholic. They're right. just Catholic, and they're trying mm-hmm. to figure out what does that mean at the university. So, again, it really is the main purpose of the canoe trip and everything that we do in the first couple of weeks. We don't ignore faith talk, but we don't lead with that. That's not the...
Right.
It's more important to build relationships, get to know one another. And so, again, to go back to your question for the focus missionaries, more than likely, they were asking the same list of, you know, where are you from, what's your major, you know, all those typical questions of getting to know you. But they were also doing it in the context of fun, of playing frisbee, of canoeing, of, you know, jumping around and playing chicken, you know. So it was they were there to have fun and get to know people.
Right, exactly.
But the fruit of last year proves that that's a good formula. I mean, the number of students, particularly the sophomore class this year,
right.
there are so many. And the great litmus test is we've got guys. And that might seem really strange, but anyone who's worked in campus ministry or ministry of any sort, the guys are missing.
Yeah.
And we're attracting them. And that just is exciting to see that.
Very
so.
Good.
And again, making faith normal, giving them permission to share, you know, their experiences of the church, of their relationship with God, and just make it normal.
Do you think it helps? I mean, on the trip, obviously, you're wearing shirts and shorts, you know, t-shirts and shorts. You're not wearing Roman collars or anything like that.
Oh, I was in a cassock.
That's what I thought. No. I'd love to see you in a cassock
yeah.
in a canoe.
Well.
Bishop had his mitre on, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I have one for the water.
Using the crozier upside down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really.
That's right. You could have used that, too.
So, yeah, no, we were, you know, anyone outside of our group wouldn't know what the group was.
Okay.
But again, to go to, like, Budden's Carol Supel, they could not believe the quality of students that we brought. I mean, and they're just great kids.
Oh, that's good.
So... Yeah.
That's awesome. Bishop, what did you take away from that experience?
Well, you know, hopefully what they took away from it is, and what I was experiencing there, which I thought was really great, was you could be Catholic and intentional about your faith, and they were all probably different levels, and have fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, this doesn't have to be sort of, running around telling everybody I'm, you know, asking if they believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and kind of that kind of thing. You can just be a normal person, but be, you know, serious about your faith and have fun. And I was impressed with the quality of the students as well. That's one takeaway for me. They were they're just good young people, and it was encouraging to me to see young people who are, you know, somewhat serious about their faith. They identify as Catholic and they're around people like that, because you hear about all these kids leaving and young people leaving the church, and not all of them are, and some of them are, you know, this is really important for them.
What makes them high quality, or maybe I shouldn't say it that way, but what makes them, what gave you the sense that this is a group of kids who are, is it their sincerity, their genuineness, their politeness? What is it about them that makes them?
I would say all of that. You know, to go back to Bud and Carol Supel, they were going up to them and talking to them and thanking them for, hosting. You know, it's the lack of colorful language. It's the fact that they can spend, again, if you go to the stereotype of college, it's a time of freedom for excess.
Yeah.
You know, we had lemonade. We didn't have any alcoholic beverages, which, again, I'm not against alcoholic beverages either. But part of this is showing that you can have fun. In fact, you're a more joyful person if you bring joy over anything else.
That's awesome.
So the respect for the property, respect for the canoes, respect for the river. You know, we didn't have to clean up after them. Oh, they're just, great. Again, in so many different ways.
Awesome. And then I really do want to know, who is the better of the two canoeists?
That is a work in progress. I think any canoe person, as long as they keep their paddles wet, they are a good canoeist.
Nice. Is that your feeling too, Bishop? Because I know that you are kind of competitive.
Yeah. I didn't spend 36 days in the Boundary Waters. I've been up there, but it's only like a week at a time. So, you know, and I didn't teach canoeing. But no, it was a lot of fun.
That's great. Thank you for joining us today for Catholic Messenger Conversations. Join us next time.